In the Fast Lane on 91.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. The time is now 7:22. While the land claim process might have been successful for the Solomon family who reclaimed the farmland in Constantia, the residents in the area have expressed dissatisfaction for the family's proposed plan to develop a mall in the area. The Constantia Ratepayers and Residents Association recently launched an online opinion poll to get comments from the public. We chat now to Brother Rashad Solomon, founder of the Solomon Family Trust and the one who initiated the claim process for the land on behalf of the family. Assalamu alaikum to you and shukran for joining us on the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Let's start off with the process of land restitution. It took a very long time for that land to actually be given back to the Solomon family, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
So maybe speak to us about that process and you know, some of the difficulties that you experienced through that.
Just repeat that.
Could you maybe speak to us about some of those difficulties that you faced during the land claims process over the past, I think it could have been over 2 decades already.
Yeah, no, look, this way, it was plus minus, I would say, 17 years struggling in order to sort of secure, in order to sort of regain our rights on this particular piece of land and ownership for that matter. But basically, I've expected all these issues from the residents, wherever they are. Now, if we go back, and I've just sort of read that particular article, there was quite a few comments of different people. I don't know who these people are or where they were born or where they stayed, etc., etc. But the point is that the Solomon family has got a long history in Constantia, and they're speaking about the rural Constantia, etc., etc., which they have destroyed. Now, we need to start off, first of all, I've just read the article, right? The article read there, from a farm to a mall. Mm. Now, the farm was actually destroyed in 1966 to 1976. They actually demolished the entire situation, and it was then sort of developed into a dumping ground, and a municipal dump. So nobody objected to that, to have a dump, to dump rubbish on a daily basis. And now, you want to put something there that is, in fact, that environmentally acceptable to the entire area and bring back some dignity to people that have been there before. Now, everybody's objecting and is speaking about building stables and all these other types of things and to bring back the rural atmosphere and the rural environment of Constantia, which was already destroyed by the previous regime that was there. Let me put it this way. Now, those people that are putting out all these comments, even the Residents Association, the Ratepayers Association, whenever they were established, whether they were established in the apartheid time, whichever the case may be, they should actually get all the residents, the previous landowners of Constantia, like the Solomon, the Sardines, the Davids, the Brenners, on all of them. There is a lot of other people that are staying there. They should be contacted. They should actually, the ratepayers should ask them, not put down there as what we can do and what we can't do. I mean, it's absolutely, and even to speaking about, for example, where the Constantia Village, the shopping center is now, for that matter, which is stuck into a particular corner. That was all vineyards. What happened to the vineyards? And what happened to all those things that were there?
Now, I've looked at some of the comments that are coming up. A lot of people concerned that, you look, they prefer something green because Constantia's appeal is the ruralness. Some people saying they don't shop at ShopRite. Where are those customers going to come from? Do you think there's an element of maybe a bit of racism going on?
Let me just come on to that issue. Now we're speaking about ShopRite, and we spoke about all these issues. They don't shop at ShopRite. When you buy a bread at Pick and Pay, when you buy a bread at Woolworths, it's a bread. And what's the difference between ShopRite and everything else? There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, the milk house of Macau, it's either in a carton or it's in a bottle, whichever the case may be. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. It's a different label. Now, that label, the apartheid label, was always pasted there. And that is where people go after main brands and stuff like that. There is absolutely nothing wrong. And it's not going to be, like what I'm saying, I'm not going to speak about ShopRite, I'm not going to speak about Checkers, I'm speaking about the Solomon family. They've got the right in order to develop their land, which was destroyed. So therefore, it's not a matter of ShopRite. It is not a matter of a mall. It is not a matter of whatever the case may be. We need to sort of develop that land for the benefit of the beneficiaries and for the benefit of those people that have suffered over that period of time. Now, I would love to get the ratepayers on an open debate and also the public participation on an open debate to ask them where all these people come from. And also, let me put it away, the Argus in 1957, I've got clips of all these issues, that they have planned a development in Constantia where they removed all the people that were there, right, in order to create a village or a town or whatever the case may be for the rich. I've got it here. And point number two that I want to make is that people need not to be confused. They misrepresent each and everything is being misrepresented. It is not a matter. We've got our right. And those people, they disregard and disrespect the constitution of this particular country. And I'm actually very glad that they have put in the headlines in the Cape Argus. It just shows you what the media does. So therefore, in order to misinform people, it's a very dangerous thing. They need to speak. Let them speak to the people that were there. They can speak to me. I'll be very glad to even sit on an open debate with all of them and tell them actually the history of Constantia. They don't know the history of Constantia.
Shukran so much.
Now, on the corner, let me just give you, on the corner, where that of Dordrecht Road and Spanser Mat River Road, that's an imam that was staying over there in that particular original houses, which they have turned into a business that's selling all these big pots and stuff like that. Nobody has said a word about it. Right next door to that, there's a little cottage that was maintained. It's still maintained, wherever it belonged to. And if we go to Fernwood, there's an old gate that is still there, the Bossoff Gate. Now, this is the type of thing. In terms of our constitution of this particular country, that needs to be respected. That is what is important. It is the respect for one another. And the racism is coming through now. And the Cape Argus that has now put that particular article, the headlines, that was the headline. And they're taking this the opportunity to do this. But we, as the Solomon family, we will deal with these things with respect. And that is what's important. And that is what we have been taught from out of the cradle. We have been taught to respect each person in his capacity.
Inshallah.
But nevertheless, I'm actually pleased that the thing came out.
Yes, Brother Rashad Solomon. Shukran so much for joining us on the show this morning and clarifying. We do appreciate it very much. And then also we'd like to make the disclaimer. We'd like to note that we did send out an invitation to the Constantia Ratepayers and Residents Association, but they are not available for comment at this point.